Mary Andrews College will be integrated completely into Moore College with the establishment of the Mary Andrews Department of Women's Ministry within Moore College. Narelle and I are fully committed to the importance and the value of teaching women the knowledge and love of God, training them in godly living, and equipping them to share the knowledge and love of God with others wherever the Lord may send them. God has blessed the cooperative work of Moore and Mac over many years, and particularly the last 20 years or so, and particularly, if I might say so, under Narelle's leadership. A wide variety of ministries for Christian women in the Diocese of Sydney and beyond have developed. Many are committed to praying and working to see this trend continue. There are, I think, I never know how many students there are in this college. Every time we count, there's a different number. I'm not sure whether you keep coming or going or whether the registrar's department just can't count. The last time I asked, there are 71 women enrolled in our colleges this year. It's probably more than that, actually. But the desire, of course, is to see many, many more and to provide the structures that will give them a theological education and training in Christian ministry of the highest quality. The boards of the two institutions, that is the governing board of Moore College and the board of ADI, have come to an agreement to establish from the 1st of January 2008 the Mary Andrews Department of Women's Ministry within Moore College. Moore College plans to appoint three women to its faculty, including a head of this new department and a dean of women. ADI intends to continue to support the work by endowing the three new faculty positions in Moore College and by making the property at 28 Carillion Avenue available to Moore College to facilitate the provision of residential accommodation for single women students. There are many, many questions. There are many things for us to still work out, but this morning we are just giving you the broad outline. Narelle.
This is good, isn't it? We have this sort of, you know, duet happening. It's excellent. Excellent. All I want to say is this, that the real significance of this is that it means that the historic work of MAC, which has been in existence for almost 117 years, will continue now in two ways. First, the full-time training of women for ministry will now be totally lodged within Moore Theological College, and the giving of the name Mary Andrews to the Department of Ministry signals that continuation of that historic work. And then secondly, MAC has been running courses throughout the diocese for about 20 years to equip lay women for ministry, and it is our intention that they should continue. So in those two ways, the historic work continues.
Thanks, Narelle. Friends, I just want to conclude with this by saying this, that the decision to integrate this work into Moore College has been accompanied by a reaffirmation of the fundamental equality and mutual dependence of men and women as bearers of God's image, which recognises and affirms the proper differences in roles and responsibilities in life and Christian ministry. There is a commitment among all who've been involved in this this development to providing the highest standard of theological education and ministry training for women in the context of the Bible's teaching about the roles and relationships of men and women. The goal is, by God's enabling, to see a growing number of women deepen their knowledge and love of God so that they might faithfully and effectively live exemplary Christian lives, proclaim and teach the word of God in appropriate contexts, and care for others in the name of Jesus wherever he might place them. The boards of both institutions believe that this very important development will strengthen and expand the training of women for Christian ministries in this diocese and beyond. It builds on and is a consequence of the outstanding work that has been done by Mary Andrews College, especially over the last 22 years under Narelle's principalship. We pray that God will continue to send more and more women to study at Moore College, supported by the new Department of Women's Ministry, and bless his church and the world through their ministries. A little later, in a few minutes' time, in fact, I'm going to be praying, and I'll be including this development in our prayers, but I trust that you will thank God for this development, I've said in a number of contexts over the last couple of days as we've been talking to people about this, I don't think I've been involved in any major project where all parties have been so much of one mind. Narelle, in particular, has been a terrific driving force behind this development. The board of ADI has worked very hard, and the board of Moore College as well. It's been a wonderful cooperative development where I think all of us came to see with some clarity this was the logical next step in the development of this training. So we're very thankful to God for the way in which this has come about and for what we believe is a very significant next step.